I'm Chris Kaufman. I'm here with Justin Casper, who works with the Smithsonian. He's an astrophysicist at the Smithsonian, and he's running a project that's going to launch a probe at the Sun, specifically the Solar Wind Electrons, Alphas, and Protons investigation, SWEEP investigation. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let's start with why.
There are two overlying reasons why we want to send a probe into the Sun's atmosphere. The first is we don't understand why the Sun's atmosphere, which we call the corona, is heated to such high temperatures. So if you look at the Sun right now, it glows a kind of blindingly yellow color, and it's yellow because it's at a temperature of around 6,000 degrees. About 100 years ago, people realized that above the surface of the Sun, the temperature actually rises by about a factor of 1,000. So the Sun's 6,000 degree surface is surrounded by an atmosphere that's at a temperature of 1 to 10 million degrees. And that's just basic physics we want to be able to understand. What on earth is going on at the surface of the Sun that gives it an atmosphere that's at a million degrees? You know, that's just basic physics that we want to be able to understand.
Okay, let's come back to why then again, because you gave a very good, cogent scientific answer as to why, but I'm curious as to the practical applications of why. What are we going to learn that might help us in the future, and how are we going to use that information?
Right. I mean, what I love about Solar Probe is there's basic physics that we're going after, but at the same time, we're going after some really important practical knowledge that can help society. So if I could go back about 150 years, there was a huge solar flare in 1859. It caused all sorts of wild effects at Earth. Compasses started wiggling around. The aurora borealis was seen all the way down in Hawaii and the Bahamas. And sparks started to fly from telegraph lines. In fact, the entire worldwide telegraph system, which you could think of as the internet of the Victorian age, shut down and wouldn't operate for about 3 days, just from all this electrical activity caused by the Sun. Right, we don't have telegraph lines, but we have power lines crisscrossing all over the country.
So,
right?
Satellites.
We have satellites. We love our GPS. We love our satellite phones and our satellite radio. So we're really dependent on this technology that depends on electricity. And the National Academy of Sciences found that if we didn't have enough advanced warning to power systems down, you might do up to $2.5 trillion worth of damage to the U.S. Just with that one event. And you could be looking at a total loss of electrical power on the eastern seaboard, for instance, for up to a year.
Let's talk about the probe itself.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, does it have some kind of name?
Is it Solar Probe Plus, we call it.
Solar Probe Plus. Okay, yeah. Now Solar Probe Plus, what's it made of? I mean, I would have thought that most physical materials on Earth might melt or burn
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
So what is it made of, and how did you put something together that might be able to survive this?
So a lot of people have worked a very long time on coming up with the design for the spacecraft. At our closest approach, which will be about 8.5 solar radii above the surface of the Sun, so just a few percent of the distance from the Sun towards the Earth, incredibly close. So any surface is exposed to the Sun might get up to 1300, 1400 degrees Celsius. So almost anything, you know, you can't use steel, you can't use aluminum, you can't use your standard building materials. So the entire front of the spacecraft is made of this incredible new material called carbon foam. It's this really low density material. It's a better insulator than almost anything else on the planet.
So we start out, you launch in 2018. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. How long? You said 5 years, I believe, right? Five-year program.
Yes, that's right.
How much is this costing?
Okay, so what we call the life cycle cost of the entire mission is approximately $1.3 billion. And that's spread out from when the project began in early prototyping several years ago, out through when we kind of close out, publish the last data, and lock things up out in 2026. There are 31 institutions that are involved. So you're talking about hundreds of scientists, students, and engineers around the country that each play a role in the project.
And one quick final up question. What happens to the probe? Does it come back? Does it go into the Sun in the end?
That's a great question.
Does it in a blaze of glory?
Everyone wants to know that.
I can't help thinking that you know, it's going to be some great scene that we want to capture from Earth and see what happens.
Absolutely. Now, if nothing else goes wrong, one day we'll use up all our fuel and the spacecraft will flip around. And at that point, within seconds, it'll burn up.
Well, let's hope that you get everything you need out of it, Justin Casper. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to seeing what comes from the Sun.
Great. I'll let you know.